An 8 on the WOKV weather meter from the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Well, today, happy Friday. We're tracking mostly cloudy skies. It'll be mainly dry in most neighborhoods and isolated shower possible as we head through the day. But again, most spots stay dry. High temperatures will be in the lower 70s today at the beaches, mid-70s inland, mostly dry, and it'll be dry for your evening plans this evening. Temperatures falling from the 70s into the 60s. A few showers try to move in overnight tonight. Our morning lows will dip down to the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll have a lot of cloud cover on Saturday, mostly cloudy with some scattered rain, even a few heavy downpours, depending on where the heaviest band of rain sets up. We could see a couple of inches of rain through the weekend in some neighborhoods, even a rumble of thunder possible embedded in the showers. Temperatures reaching the mid-70s for your weekend. But the cloudy skies continue Sunday, some scattered rain, even a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy skies for Monday and Tuesday. The unsettled weather pattern continues into the first half of next week. We'll be tracking some scattered rain each day, Monday and Tuesday, with high temperatures in the mid-70s here in your five-day forecast. Tracking a lot of 70s, so a little bit of a cool down, below average high temperatures over the next several days and into the start of next week. But we're already tracking next week when we'll be back to the 80-degree mark and see some more mostly sunny skies. So that's some good news, but we do have a couple of rainy days ahead at times. So there'll be some moments of dry, but also tracking those moments of wet over your weekend. So keep that in mind. Keep the umbrellas handy through this weekend and to the start of next week. Of course, we'll keep you updated in the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. We've seen over an inch of rain at the International Airport so far this month of April, but only in about 2 days worth of rain. So we'll take any rain we can get, and we'll hopefully get some of that here over this weekend and into next week. Don't forget to turn the sprinklers off, too. You won't need them in a lot of spots, as we'll get some natural rain and watering for the lawn. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish will be back on Monday for you during the afternoon and evening hours. That's when he'll pick up radio coverage again. So hope you have a great day. I'll see you on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball for 104.5 WOKV.